Well, it's road construction season. Some you may have already noticed, and plenty more will be underway here as we get into the meat of the spring and summer season here in Iowa. Scott Suhr is with us this morning. He's the Iowa Department of Transportation District Planner for our area. Scott, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well, Jim. How are you this morning?
Well, good. It's nice to see a little bit of rain out there. We sure could use that, but it's not ideal for construction.
Not always, but we certainly do need the rain. The farmers obviously need the rain to get the crops growing, and we've had a kind of an unusually dry summer and fall last year, so moisture is definitely welcomed.
Yeah, you bet. Well, we'll take what we can get here, but I want to talk a little bit about road construction here this year. As we know in Iowa, there are two seasons, winter and road construction season. It's a necessary thing when you have the four seasons here in this part of the country, and road construction season is a bit spread out, it looks like, this year. What's going on already around the area?
Well, a couple projects I'd like to alert your listeners to. We've got continued work on Iowa 2 in Fremont County. That particular project, we are actually building a bridge, and then we're also raising the roadway as that particular area has been prone to flooding a couple times over the last several years. So we're trying to get some flood resiliency built into that roadway. And traffic is maintained in a head-to-head format, so motorists will just want to be aware if they're traveling in that area. Also, work continues on Council Bus on the interstate project. We're currently working in the area of I-29 and Broadway and 480. And so motorists will want to be aware if they're traveling in that area of some of the work that's going on there. Traffic is maintained. There are some lane shifts, but traffic is maintained through that area. One that's particularly close to our area that's worth mentioning is we've got a bridge replacement project near Hancock on Highway 59, where we're actually removing the bridge that's there and building a box culvert. And we've got a detour in place. That detour is G30 to M47, M47 to Highway 6, and then Highway 6 back to 59. And that project is scheduled to be completed within 30 days. So we're moving pretty well on that one, but there is a detour in place. We've also got a project down in Ringgold County, which is a little bit of ways away from your listing area, but it also has a detour on site as well, and that is a project where we're actually removing a bridge and building a box culvert. And then as we get on to later on this summer, we'll see some resurfacing taking place on Highway 25 from Iowa 92 to the interstate. We'll also have a resurfacing project from basically G30 north to Avoca on US 59, and those will be maintained by a flagger and a pilot car. And then we've also got a resurfacing project from Tabor north on US 275 to Highway 34 that will also be maintained by the use of a flagger and pilot car. And that's kind of the general work that's going on. Later this summer, you'll see some work on I-80. In Dallas County, where we actually are replacing the bridges over the Raccoon River, and that project will actually be a three-year project where we actually replace the bridges, keep four lanes of traffic open at all times, and then we're also going to be expanding the interstate in that area too. So that'll be some work that you'll be seeing if you're traveling towards Des Moines in the next 2 to 3 years.
Okay. Well, some of these projects are kind of some maintenance things, some things that need to be taken care of, the work around those flood areas, some of those bridge replacements. Those are just necessary things that have to happen. But some of that's long-term projects, too, and we should look for some of those to continue for a while.
Yeah, and the best thing I can tell people if they're traveling or if they have a morning commute or if they're going on vacation or even in the winter when you're driving, make sure you check out 511ia.org. It'll give you a list of all the construction projects that are going on, and it'll kind of show you if there's any detours or, you know, any kind of delays that you might experience to allow yourself to either avoid the area or allow yourself a little more time in the morning when you're traveling.
Yeah, and that site is pretty complete. It's pretty detailed, and I believe it's good for mobile too, right?
It is. It is. It has a mobile app. And then it also, during the winter months, you can actually click on some of the pictures and they'll show you the actual road conditions that are out there because we have cameras in our plows. And then you can also track the plows during the winter months. So it's a really good tool. We try to remind people that it's out there to use. And like you said, it's available on your cell phone as well.
Yeah, I can vouch for that. We use it a lot in the winter months when we have those kind of mornings around the region where it gets a little tough to travel. We certainly use a lot of that. I would also like to mention, too, while we're doing this, Scott, today, that, you know, it's also safety is should be first on our minds as well. And if we happen to be traveling around those areas, we always need to be mindful of those posted speed limits. There's a reason that we have reduced speeds in some of those areas, and there might be stoppages at times, and there may be some situations where you're pretty close to some of those workers. We always need to keep a lookout.
Yeah, this that's a good comment to make, Jim, because this winter we've had an unusually large amount of snow plows hit plowing snow or doing maintenance work this winter, and we do have a law in Iowa that we need to move over. And you know what? Slow down, move over, give those workers out there a break. I mean, we don't need to, you know, have an accident and you know, have somebody get hurt. So when you go through a construction zone, make sure you put your cell phone down, no texting, no talking on the phone. Pay attention to the channelizing devices that are out there. Make sure you're aware of the workers. Obey the speed limits. These are all things that can help these construction workers get home to their families at night.
Yeah, well, especially when we have a little inclement weather, too. We've got a little bit of rain and maybe some fog out there some of those mornings, some of those afternoons. Especially be aware of those kinds of things. Just because there might be a little drizzle doesn't necessarily mean they've shut down construction for the day.
That's right. But we can. There are some projects that the activities can continue with a little bit of rain or a little bit of drizzle. And if you see workers out there, just remind yourself to slow down, put your phone away, and just be cautious in the construction zones.
Yeah, definitely pay attention. You mentioned something about the Interstate 80 project, too, and I know we've talked about that in the past, how that's kind of a long-term thing. It's pretty congested, and the widening is really needed, and it's difficult to do those kinds of things. You'd think it's easy, but there are a lot of circumstances that have to be dealt with. Is that going to be something we're going to see go on for quite some time down the road? Is that a long-term vision?
We're actually going to be having a public information meeting coming up in June where we talk about, you know, expanding the interstate from essentially the Grand Prairie Parkway to 60th Street in West Des Moines, which is also in our area. It seems a little bit of a ways away, but it's in our district. And so that public information meeting is going to open up in June, and it'll be a virtual meeting online where you can view the slides and make any comments you want regarding the project, favorable or unfavorable. And like I said, that one's going to be expanding the interstate to 6 lanes, 3 in each direction, as well as making acceleration and deceleration lanes on the ramp. So that should help a little bit with the traffic, and especially during the peak moments, morning commutes, afternoon commutes, that type of thing.
Okay, very good. As we get a little bit later into summer and into the fall, I know a lot of folks like to head up to Ames or Iowa City for, you know, football games now and again. How's the drive going to be there? Is the road construction going to be pretty heavy in the fall come those areas?
You'll have the 2 lanes for sure maintained in each direction, opened up for traffic, but you may see some lane shifts. You may see some maintenance-type activities taking place. But like I said, check out the 511 website before you travel. Plan your travel accordingly, allow yourself a little more time, or choose an alternate route. So there's a lot of things you can do to prepare yourself for those type of activities.
Yeah, well, folks are just excited to be able to go to those types of events again next year. I know a lot of folks spent some time closer to home last year because of the circumstances with the COVID-19 pandemic. Was that kind of congesting things a little bit more on the roadways last year?
We saw a lot of open lanes to be sure, like early on, because there just wasn't quite as much travel. As the summer came on, I mean, we actually obviously saw traffic pick up. One thing that we are seeing is with the lack of travel last year, that the road use tax fund, which a portion of your gas tax goes into the road use tax fund, that number, that dollar figure actually decreased. So we're challenged with doing more with a little bit less. And so obviously this year we're seeing an increase in traffic from last year. So that's going to help the road use tax fund as well.
Okay. So as the future moves on, we'll continue to stabilize that a little bit too. Very good. All right. Well, Scott, thanks for the time today. Appreciate it. And keep them safe out there.